can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Yes, is the answer to the question, which you may remember me posing in an earlier episode of our series.
What?
You're welcome. It is now continued.
Oh, I didn't need to like stop recording or anything?
No. Okay. No. I was kind of hoping you would not continue to draw attention to the fact that I'm pulling a maneuver.
It's funny. It's for the fans. They get a little inside scoop.
They love it. They love it. I'm sure more than I even love it, and I love it so much.
They're getting the scoops.
It's time for a comic. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a good one for you today. It's hardly finished.
Awesome. I love those.
Okay, give me a sec.
Pardon our dust.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
So I had this idea that I could be introduced to somebody and I would just casually poke them in the eyeball, as you know I'm wont to do.
Yeah.
And then panel three would just be like a beat. It's like nobody moved, and the person who I poked is just covering up their eye.
What?
Like, I poked them in the eyeball, and then they're just, like, covering their eye.
That's the comic? You poke somebody in the eye, and they cover up their eye?
Yeah.
That's just, like, what would happen.
I know.
What the fuck is the joke?
I don't know. I think that's funny.
I mean, poking people in the eye is funny in real life. But when you just make it a comic where you poke somebody in the eye and then they do what someone would do if they got poked in the eye, that's not super funny.
But in my head, the expressions that everyone has and the awkward silence is funny.
Probably wouldn't be very funny when it comes out, though.
Maybe.
Maybe. Really out of ideas, huh?
No.
Just grasping it.
No, I'm not.
Grasping at eyes now.
I've 99 more ideas. Mm-hmm. I did just realize as I was saying that it's very similar to the fact comic eyeball. We just had a covering eyeball.
What?
We just had a brick covering an eyeball.
Oh.
Does that matter?
I mean, it probably won't, because I don't think we're going to do this comic.
All right, well, let's think about it. Let's throw it around a little bit.
Okay.
You know, hack the sack, if you will.
I mean, we could try writing an actual punchline for it instead of just writing exactly what you'd expect to happen. Maybe that's like a punchline, though, because it's like...
Hold on.
Happens.
Proceed.
Okay. I was just saying that your idea is dumb.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, Mr. Smarty Pants, that you can go suck an egg. All right?
So can you.
Yeah, so can I, and that's why I do it, because it's healthy, it's fun, it's friendly, it's family friendly, it's fun for the kids, and it is a great activity for families.
Not even going to address that.
The very fact that you said that in response was, in fact, an address.
No.
Good day to you, sir.
No.
Good day. Good day. I probably should have said in that last one that the reason I wrote the comic about the strengthening in my neck is because my neck always is uncomfortable at all times. Mm-hmm. Just a little tidbit, you know, about the author. There you go.
Something you just want to impart that complaint to the
world. Yeah, no, I'm just saying, you know, if you're wondering where these crazy zany ideas come from, it comes from the fact that my neck is never comfortable. All of them. All of my ideas.
It's probably because you have a large head.
Oh,
you have a tiny neck. a tiny, tiny neck.
It's actually like strange to me that most people are not constantly uncomfortable, because it's such a part of my life now. That's probably saying
it's
something.
Probably similar. Because you're frail.
I think it's because I spend too much of my time not moving my neck,
or doing anything.
Anything. Yeah, I'm gonna have to look into that. We'll see.
Do you find yourself like resting your head on things a lot?
No, I think it's just the fact that I'm always like just looking straight ahead. Like at all times.
When you like have to turn to see someone, do you just like turn your whole body like a tank and just
kinda... I just don't have anyone in my life who I would talk to.
Uh-huh.
At least not in a non perpendicular setting. Alright, wait, hold on.
Very unique issue.
I have to add that. I have to take note of that. Okay. Well, we'll see if that ever pans out. Don't know.
So, we'll see if the one we're trying to write now pans out, because I don't see it.
Okay.
Much like the person who you poked in the eye, I don't see it. Glad you enjoyed that.
What if... So just imagine me. I have the same expressionless face in all three panels. In panel one, I'm lifting up my finger like I'm thinking about doing it. In panel two, I'm just poking them in the eye, casually. And then panel three, it's just like I'm withdrawing my finger. That's just like I'm looking at them to gauge their reaction.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Funny.
What kind of criticism is that?
Because that's something that would be funny if I saw it happen. But when it's just a comic, it just seems like a turd. I don't know. I don't think that's even a comic.
Okay, well, do you want to think about eye poking and see if there's comedic potential?
I mean, if it's your only idea, then I guess we have to think about it.
What if I poke... It's not my only idea. What if I poke them in the eye and my finger comes out their other iris?
Ew.
It's like portal. They have portal eyes.
That's gross. Nah, that's weird and gross. I don't like that.
You have to pick one reason.
Are we going to make their eyes red and... not red. Orange and blue?
Of course. It's a portal comic. We said that we were doing the last one ever, but we lied. Because
You should have... I have an idea. You have you're at a party and you poke. A guy has a portal in his eye, and then your hand comes out of a portal in another person's eye, and they're like next to the punch, and you get yourself some punch through their eye, and then you bring it back and drink it. It's probably the best portal idea ever.
I gotta tell you, it's not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Please hold. What if you swat my hand with a fly swatter and you're like, no?
Yeah.
We went over.
That might actually be less funny.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, this is like something I wouldn't mind seeing, but I'm not going to, I don't want to invest the time to create this.
Okay. What if...
And if I wouldn't mind seeing it and I don't really feel it, then you know everybody else is going to be like, this is the worst comic ever. You guys took it. Humor jokes.
Do you think that the peoples would like to see comics about toucans?
I don't know. No fucking idea.
For 10 strips.
I don't have a focus group for that.
For 10 strips.
For 10 strips?
It's a 10 or nothing package deal.
It's a 10-parter?
I have a 10-part toucan story arc. It cannot be cut down in any way. It is pure as
it's,
the driven snow.
It's pure and refined, and it's 10 strips long, which is by far the longest continuity we've ever had.
I mean, I've got it all mapped out in my mind. I've been thinking about it for 3 or 4 years. It is...
Before we even considered writing a webcomic.
Oh, yeah, no, this is my magnum opus. I can run you through all 30 panels right now. if you want.
I might prefer any kind of torture that has been practiced on any person ever.
Over
me doing it. All of history.
You want just like the first 15, like a sampler? We'll leave you hanging though.
Maybe just give me one.
Okay. Open up onto the Amazon rainforest.
We open up? Like, yeah. We just have an establishing shot.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's panel one.
What's panel two?
Oh, see, I hooked you, didn't I?
I'm asking you for the first three panels.
Oh, okay. When you said the first one, you meant comic.
The first comic.
Okay, so then panel two is it's like coming into the forest. It's like, so you're getting down into it. You know, first panel is the canopy, and panel two is just like some trees and maybe like a snake. And then panel three is a toucan, but he's like really serious.
Uh huh.
He's got eyes that are very serious looking. And that is the hook. You instantly will see this and wonder what's going to happen now.
Am I?
Well, hypothetically, one.
All right, what's the next one?
The next comic?
Yeah, next three panels.
The next three panels.
Are you repeating what I say so you have time to make it up?
That would be utterly asinine. Why would I ever do such a thing as that? The toucan, he goes over to his friend's house, who is...
So they have houses?
Well, no, his house is a coconut.
Oh.
Like, it has a hatch.
Lost?
And
it's like Lost.
Yeah, so we got one shot of him flying. That's panel one. Panel two is he lands, and he's landing next to a coconut that's hanging on a branch. And then panel three is he's inside the coconut with his friend, but it's very crowded because it's two toucans and a coconut.
I'm going to stop you right there. I'm not going to say this is the worst idea you've ever had. I don't think that we're cut out for the job.
Well, you'd have to do
I would much rather see a Martin Scorsese caliber director work on this as a feature film.
I mean, if you were interested, we would definitely have to do, you know, we'd have to have you run through a study of drawing toucans.
Could we just get in contact with Scorsese? I don't even know if we want him to film it, but maybe he can give me some advice on framing.
I mean, I just told you this was my magnum opus of comics. It has to be no more, no less, exactly 30 frames.
Right.
So the fact that you have failed to even understand that much is frankly insulting.
No, I get that. I'm asking if you want some you know, some help from the god of directing.
I don't even know where to start.
Do you know who Martin Scorsese is?
I know that he is not me, and this is my magnum opus.
Hmm. Well, why would we do your magnum opus now? I'm give it another 10 years. Maybe for the 1,000th comic, we'll do that.
You mean the 1,000th through the 1,029th?
Yes. All right. And cut it here, and then we'll just start writing the comic.
Cut it here?
Just like a put in that bump. Like I'm gonna do, I did that, and then just put in some chimes to indicate that we've switched gears, or some gear sounds. There you go.
We just did it in microphone, so it's no longer necessary.
Yeah, we don't need to edit that in. Okay, give me another idea.
Okay, panel one. I haven't written anything yet for that. Panel two, Jake pokes someone in the eye.
Oh, we're
panel three. They are covering their eye with their hand, and everyone is still standing in the same place.
So we're back on that.
Well, not back. I never really got to read it the first time. I just didn't know if maybe if I read it, it would sound better to you.
It actually sounded worse, believe it or not. It sounded less good.
Okay. Can we just think about it, though? What if we do...
Okay. What?
I'm thinking. I'm just thinking what could possibly make this funny.
Any number of things, really. I mean, this is a comic where you could poke someone in the eye and pretty much anything could happen after you do that. And out of all the things that could happen, you chose to write the one thing that would happen. I'm not criticizing you necessarily. It's an interesting choice.
In real life, that's not the thing that would happen. That's why it isn't what you say.
Well,
because
okay,
in
you
real
might not
life,
stand there awkwardly, but you would definitely cover your eye. That's just a reflex.
But if like everyone's just standing there in silence, like people would
but
be
like silence. An awkward silence in a comic is weird because comics are already silent.
Yeah, but
also the whole comic is silent.
You'd have to draw an awkward situation.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, not gonna be very funny.
I've seen
a lot of our comics, and I know what they look like.
I
make them.
Understand that it's not very funny. Okay, I would like to move past that and get to the part where it is funny.
Okay.
So where is the funny?
I don't know if we've. I don't know where. I don't know.
What if I'm wearing a banana hat? Is that fucking funny?
People like hats.
People love bananas.
A lot of comics I've seen, the comics with like 1,000 upvotes on Reddit, they have hats. Right? Should we just whore ourselves out at this point?
Yeah.
Maybe last panel, he gets a hat after he gets poked. And he's like, it's okay because I got a hat.
What if everyone just inexplicably has hats on?
Yeah, that's really hilarious. That's like really funny.
But no pants.
That's funny too. See, you take off your pants, you put on a hat. That's like humor squared. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Should we just write a comic about that?
Humor squared equals awesome.
We just have you in panel one, and then you don't have pants, and then in panel three, you have a hat also, and no pants. And then we animate a GIF for fourth panel where it's like changing them out randomly. And then panel five, we have.
Oh God,
I have a miscarriage.
Yeah, it's pretty good so far. Might be cool if like we had a bunch of different costumes cycled on and off me, like different pieces, like randomly generating and gifting.
Yeah.
Not
this idea.
No, maybe, I mean like if you just had a picture of us and like costumes were just like cycling on and off of us.
Yeah.
And we could have a button that's like stop when it's funny. It's like you give the person the ability to decide.
And then the joke is that the button doesn't work. Because it's not funny.
Because we don't know how to do that.
Because we also don't know how to do
that. It's technically beyond our limits.
I think this is another time where we have to decide for our own sanity that we're going to not write this comic right now. And maybe if you come up with something good, you can bring it back to the class.
Okay.
But if not, then we'll... I mean, we're just going to not do this right now. Because I can't do it.
Okay, I clearly can't either. Or else I would argue with you, but
yeah,
really no position.
Because this is another thing. You basically have a very simple setup and any number of ways it could
very, very, very simple fucking punchline.
Yeah.
Very simple resolution.
Yeah.
So fine. I guess it's a simple comic.
Very simple.
I guess that's why I liked it.
Because you're simple.
Well, sometimes simple things are nice, okay?
I know. Listen, I know.
Sometimes you just want one cherry.
Okay. Got any other ideas?
Yeah.
Let's hear them. One of them.
Let me find one.
Okay. Take your time.
Mm-hmm. I wish they were good.
Yeah, me too.
Or at all complete. Okay, hold up. I had this other idea. Fuck. All right, give me one more second. Okay. So, I had this idea that I, being the main character of life as everyone knows it, I go to the store and I buy a stack of CDRs. And the cashier, he's just like, just so you know, a little FYI, buy my watch, physical media will be obsolete by the time you get home.
Uh-huh.
And I say, oh, that's fine. I just need a stand for my USB drive. And he's like, oh, okay, carry on. That's just kind of set up, I guess. But I just thought it would be kind of entertaining if, like, I'm buying, you know, a stack of CDRs
for some other use. That's kind of funny, but it's also kind of like it's something that's kind of been done. Like, you're buying, like, a DVD to, like, hold your Nintendo up or whatever.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like, Pin Arcade's done that.
We can go in a different direction with it.
Yeah.
So
far, this is like another situation where we need something funny to happen.
Yeah. I do like that someone would say physical media will be obsolete by the time you get home. That's the main reason this idea has merit.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of funny.
But it is a setup. It's not a punchline.
Yeah. Maybe it's going to be obsolete because you get bombed. Because the A-bomb just drops.
Yeah, that's fucking... I don't even get it, but...
Or maybe we end this with the penis blowing off the earth. It seems like a pretty good setup for that. But then we have to just end the comic. Because that has to be the last thing, because that's canon.
Yeah.
Like, when that happens in the canon of our comic, the Earth will have been destroyed, and we will all be dead.
Can't start up with, like, alternate dimension shit?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. But I'm just saying, in this universe, we would all be dead.
Okay. I accept.
Yeah, it's hard to write like a punchline for a comic where you really have no idea where it should go.
Let me see if there's something else.
Kind of nice when we had like all those ideas.
That were just complete?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, I haven't done a lot of
writing. I mean, our comics have been good lately, but like we haven't had...
Yeah, no, it's just... different.
Yeah.
Blah blah. New downloads for Nintendo systems.
Is this one of your ideas?
You can download Nintendo Zone.
What's that?
Or you can download the Shopping Spree demo. Or you can download Meet or Die, Coco and Chiling.
I just got really hungry because you said meat.
And the alternative was to die.
Yeah.
So, it's a pretty clear choice.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get real.
You know what's making me sad?
What's that?
Halo 4 is getting really good reviews. And I don't know why I expected it not to, but it's bumming me out.
Because it doesn't deserve them, or because you feel like you have to play it now?
A little bit. Like, I know I don't have to play it.
Here's why you don't have to play it.
Because it's fucking Halo.
It has gotten worse reviews than Halo 2, 3, and Reach.
Oh, okay.
So that basically...
I mean, I definitely didn't trust... I saw the 9.8 on IGN, and I was like, I didn't trust that, because they gave Skyward a 10. But, like, it's got a pretty high Metascore. I'm just like, why?
Assassin's Creed 3 is not doing as well as it should be doing.
It's not, but I know I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
Because, like, nitpicks I heard about, I'm like, I'm not going to care. Like, I'm just going to really like this game.
It's just I don't like the fact that they made it into an annual franchise that is not doing as well as it could be doing.
Yeah, it could be a lot better. I would much rather have just had Assassin's Creed 2 and not had Brotherhood and Revelations and just had the one game be better. But whatever.
Thong nuts.
I beat Devil May Cry 4. It was fucking awesome.
By the way.
What?
I mean... But when I say by the way, I mean in direct relationship to what you just said. I just started Bayonetta.
Yeah.
And
it's awesome.
It blows Devil May Cry out of the water.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So
I'm playing Heavenly Sword and it's like pretty meh.
It's fine. It's short and it's a cool story and it's fine.
It's got real pacing problems. And anything where I had to play as Kai I fucking hated. So
well shit. Anywho. Bayonetta, it's hard to...
El Shaddai is better than Heavenly Sword.
Okay.
From a gameplay standpoint.
Was not contesting that, nor can I speak to that. But Bayonetta, it's like Devil May Cry and Crack, and that's really hard to imagine. Because
my roommate Connor kept coming in when I was playing Devil May Cry, and he was like, why are you playing this? Bayonetta is much better. And I was like...
Yeah, because you can only play one game.
That's what I said. I'm like, I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to play Heavenly Sword, and then I'm going to play Castlevania, and then I'm going to play Bayonetta or whatever. So, like, fuck off.
But yeah, it's hard to imagine, like, how it could get any more over the top.
Yeah, because I already
than Devil May Cry.
I already thought, like, I love the style and the action in Devil May Cry. So
yeah, it's just like that multiplied to a ridiculous degree.
Did you play it on the harder difficulty or the easier one?
Devil May Cry.
Yeah,
probably the standard. I don't know.
Well, there was Human and there was Devil Hunter.
I don't remember.
I just wanted to know if I could lord it over you that I beat it on the harder one.
I think I probably also did, if it wasn't too hard. The game was moderately difficult.
The thing was that the game makes you fight the hardest boss in the game in chapter 8 out of 22. I don't know why they would do that. It doesn't seem like a very good design. It just seems...
I'm sorry. I completely just didn't listen.
The hardest boss in the game is like less than halfway through it.
Oh, because you're not that powerful yet? Or because
No, just because he was technically the hardest. Also, yeah, Dante's just way better than Nero, but... It was just weird. And also, I didn't like that there was only one way to beat the final boss, and I had to look it up. That was gay.
Yeah, I need help with that, too.
The thing where you have to catch his sword? That was gay. Because I fought him, like, he does it at the end of the fight, and I fought him, like, 5 times, and I couldn't figure out. I thought I had to dodge it and then, like, attack him, but you have to catch it. And I didn't even know you could catch swords. The fuck is this?
I honestly, I can't. I thought he had the last boss was the guy in the barrier.
Yeah, that is him.
Okay. I don't remember a sword catching.
Okay, when you get him down low, he goes into this mode where he can't be hit, and every one of his attacks does like a quarter of your health. And you have to, you can dodge them,
but
you can't hit him. Whenever he breaks his barrier, he goes into this mode, and the only way to beat him, you have to do your devil grabber right when he's charging you, which I didn't even know you could do that. So
sometimes you gotta grab devils, you know?
That was dumb. Also, I just wanted to complain about this real quick, and I know it's something... that has happened to people, but I didn't think it would happen to me, is my save file in Fez is fucked. I'm more than halfway through the game, and it just, like, it doesn't load now when I go start.
Are they going to maybe patch it out?
I looked into it, and there was a patch back in June, and they literally said in the patch notes, don't download this patch. But I didn't have the game back then, and they said they pulled it down, but I'm still getting this glitch where... Actually, when I started playing it again, because I hadn't played in a few months, I started a new file and my old file wasn't working. And I was like, well, I just patched it. Maybe it'll work now. And clearly, that was the wrong choice. So I'm really fucking pissed because the game is awesome and I'm sad.
Well, shucks to your Asmar.
Fuck you, Phil Fish. You bitch. Fix your game.
Fucking M dollar sign charging $10,000.
$15 fucking game and I can't fucking play it.
Yeah, it would cost them $10,000 to fix it. It cost that much to release the patch.
Yeah, I remember. And the guy who made it was like, he didn't want to.
It's like, I'm not going to do that.
It's weird because...
a lot of thousands.
I saw the film about him, and he seems so devoted to it, and now he doesn't... I don't know.
He's not devoted to paying $10,000.
Yeah, he just wants to keep his cash. I mean, it seemed like it was a fucking nightmare for him to get this game out, so I guess I kind of get it, but...
You don't get it because you didn't live his shoes in your life.
Well, I saw a documentary about him. That's like living
his life. Shut up. Who cares? It's such a boring conversation that everyone's dead now.
Do you want to write down to a comic?
I don't know what the comic is.
I say something so boring that everybody dies.
I don't know.
No. That was a joke.
Good.
It might be hard to tell at this point.
I don't know if you're backpedaling out of something or not, but I'm just going to let you do it.
Yeah, but I do agree that like the voice acting and the story in Heavenly Sword is really good. And the game has like good facial expressions, which I didn't think those really existed before like L.A. Noire, but apparently they did.
Yeah.
That's all.
How much of Heavenly Sword are we going to talk about in 2012?
It's only 5 years old.
How much of a PS3 launch title are we going to talk about right now?
when the PS4 is on the horizon.
Fucking dying that. I feel like we haven't done this is so hard.
This is like purgatory.
I feel like
I'm never gonna get out of here. I feel like I'm just gonna be stuck looking at this blank Google document and talking to you forever about nothing.
Yeah, you should probably let me think a bit.
Alright.
So my idea with the stacking, I probably should have said this. I did have kind of an idea of where the punchline might go, which is that it seemed like I was using it as a stand to put my USB drive on, but the USB drive was also just a means to an end for doing something else.
Mm.
You know, it's like I couldn't think of where it would go from
there. It's kind of hard because a USB drive is kind of a smaller object, especially in comparison to like a stack of CDRs. So it'd be kind of like hard to get that across well. And also, yeah. How would that even make sense? Like, that's not even a big. What would that even do? Like,
I could. Yeah, that's. I mean, that's why
have
I ran
to be a USB drive, I guess. But
yeah, that's why I ran into trouble. But what if I was just like, what if I put a little cloud on there and I was like, gonna put everything on the cloud?
Or you could be like supporting another piece of obsolete technology. So it just makes you seem dumb. But I don't even know if that. I mean, I don't know if any of this is funny. Seems like it might just be bad.
Yeah, no, we'd have to make it good.
Yeah.
We'd have to make it not bad and good.
How do like the funny people that I follow, I always wonder how they're funny, because it's hard.
What do you mean?
It's hard to be funny.
How dare you?
I'm just saying they're like funny a lot.
Who?
They make a lot of, like anybody. They're funny.
They're funny because their name isn't Eli Brophy.
I'm funny. Funny guy. I'm a fun guy.
So why do you wonder as to their why?
Well, because I'm not good at writing funny things.
So who do you think is a funny writer?
Jerry or Meg 64 fellows or
they don't write.
Meg 64 guys?
They just do strips.
They
do skits.
They just do
skits.
They don't write anything.
They just do skits.
There's no scripts for
anything. They skit.
They skit and they scat.
Don't say that. All right, you want to do something topical?
Is it funny?
God damn, it's about my eye again. I can't.
What?
All my ideas are about my eye.
I mean, the one with the bricks isn't really about your eye.
I know. I just want to call
only attention. You're going to see that.
You think so? I don't want to call attention to my eye right after we have an eye gag. I don't want to do that.
Do we have any other options?
Yes. There's 100 literal things here. I just cannot pick one for the life of me.
Why not?
None of them seem right.
You mean so you have 100 bad ideas?
Yes. Or just, like, they don't... We can't do it now for some reason. Like, for some reason.
All right. Oh, my doorbell just rang. It was awkward.
Go tell him to suck it.
I think I'm the only one here. Should I go get it?
Tell him candy's over. Get a life.
I think I should probably go get it.
You would think that.
Can you wait a second?
Yes, I'll wait. All right.
Okay, I'll be back. I'm back.
Okay, here we go.
My roommate, he rang the doorbell because he was carrying something.
You can tell him to suck it.
I do, routinely.
Subsequently, I will pitch this idea that I am now pitching.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever knew about this. It's just like a concept that we wrote down, but I feel like might as well just fucking do it. Take a stab in the dark. I think that it's a... So what is written down here... in the docket is waiting until someone is dead to make fun of them so they don't find out.
I mean, that's a funny idea.
So it's kind of funny because A, it's it is a large part of what's paralyzing me in terms of writing comics, is that I have to wait for someone to be out of my life before I can make a comic about them.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
But, and well, if you're listening and you know me, I'm not talking about you,
obviously. No, I have a way around this. Do you know about the tiny penis clause?
No.
Okay, this is what people do, like, in movies and stuff. If you want to make fun of somebody and, like, you make a fictionalized version of them, at the end of, like, the stuff you have them say, you say, "and I have a tiny penis." So that if they were to bring it up with you and say that this is an accurate portrayal of them, or trying to be, then they'd have to also admit that they had a tiny penis. Think about it.
That is the stupidest single thing I've ever heard in my fucking life. Really a thing?
Yes.
Because if you're making fun of... you're saying if you're not libeling, if you're, like, actually saying... if you're actually, like, talking shit on somebody and you're just telling a story?
No, it's like say you put... say you're, like, you're like a novelist and you get a bad review and then you put the reviewer in your next book.
Right.
Part of their character would be that they had a tiny penis. So that if they were to, like, think that you were defaming them, then, you know, they'd have to also
admit. That's just saying you can commit libel if you do more libel. How does that solve anything? How's that? What's the point? It's like, you can slander this person. Listen, if you slander them really badly.
I might not be explaining it very well. That could be the case. But
probably not.
I'm just saying, we just put that in the comic.
Anyway, I would like to strike that from the record.
Okay.
Chop, chop, cry, chop.
Are you editing me out?
No, you idiot. I'm karate chopping your idea.
Oh. Okay.
Stop being such a meta bitch.
You're right? A meta bitch.
You're a meta bitch. You keep making references to the fourth wall. And the behind the wall. The behind the second wall.
I mean, we never didn't acknowledge that we were recording ourselves.
Didn't not say that there's a bunch of nondescript...
I'm just saying, this isn't a theater show. Like, we acknowledge that we're recording this for the internet.
Yes, we acknowledge it, but at the same time, we are actors on the stage of life.
No, we're not. That's not true.
Yes, we are. On the stage of life.
For the sake of not talking about this anymore, I'm just going to go ahead and agree with you.
Well, I know that was not real now, so I will still make my point. When Jesus made everybody, when everybody sprang forth from his loins, he said, "Go forth and put on the best goddamn show this stage has ever fucking seen, you bunch of cunts." That is a direct quote from Jesus, because I was there.
Okay. Good.
I was springing forth from his loins.
Offensive. Very good.
If you wanted an alibi for me, I was springing forth from his loins.
Okay.
That, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I'm not bragging or anything. I just, you have to say what you're doing and no one will believe you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I feel like the way this comic could go is, like, one of us is going to make a joke, maybe about a celebrity or just someone we know. And it's like, wait. Are you about to talk shit on X person? It's like, well, yeah, I was going to. It's like, well, they might see this. So that would be terrible for us. It's like, well, what do? Never make fun of anyone? I think we just have to wait until they die. And then panel three is just a silent panel of us both just sitting in wooden chairs, sheepishly waiting. And that's it. It's just like two of us, like, yeah. Like,
that's pretty funny.
I guess we just have to sit here.
Either that or we both just look at the reader. But that is really breaking the fourth wall. Even though that kind of is.
I was kind of imagining it just a little bit, like, slightly isometric. So we're not dead on.
Yeah, I'm saying we could be facing each other, but looking toward, like, directly at the reader.
I would like to let it be known that if you are an acquaintance of mine and you're listening to this, I'm not talking about you. There's nothing that you've ever done that I would make a comic about, because you are a wholly reasonable human being.
Mm-hmm.
Pat yourself right on the back. You earned it. Okay. So, do you want to, that sound good to you, that basic structure?
Yes.
So we have to first think of a way to make it seem like one of us is about to talk shit. I guess you would be talking shit.
Yeah.
So make it seem like you're talking shit without you revealing who you're talking shit about, but we have to make it obvious that you were about to.
Right.
It has to be like we somehow like wordlessly signal each other. Like, are you talking about, Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know how we do that.
Yeah, that's tough.
That is tough.
How do you say someone's name without saying their name?
It's like I would have to already know where you were going with it, but if I knew where you were going with it, then why would you need to tell me? Or I guess we're making fun of them. Yeah, I guess this is a meta idea.
Oh, of course. It's very meta. It's we're making a comic about not being able to make a comic.
Yeah, I definitely don't like us staring at the reader.
Yeah, like... no, I kind of think that your idea is better.
Anyone for tennis?
The only reason I like that is because it like implies that the person reading it is the one who we want to make the joke about.
Yeah, I understand that. I think it's kind of a hokey joke.
Yeah.
Hokey jokey. Circle jerkle.
Yeah. Anything but that.
Everything including that. Dare I say. Don't let anybody never... Don't stop.
What are you doing?
I was going to say something, but then I realized I couldn't. Because I don't care enough, A. And B, because I made a mistake. In my talking. Yes. Sometimes I wish you were a different person. Does that bother you?
No, because I feel the same way about you.
Okay.
Sometimes I wish that you were less of a butthole. But then I'd talk to you and you are a butthole and I can't pretend.
So yeah, I was wishing that you wouldn't be so fucking crass on my goddamn radio show.
It's funny.
Somebody told me that I had a... Well, never mind.
This is shit. God.
It's like, whoa, interesting anecdote after anecdote. I ever tell you about that? Ah, fuck it.
I'm wondering if it would just be possible for you to write this whole comic without me. Because I don't know what I can... At this point, I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think we should torture...
We should probably do something.
Yeah.
At least get, like, anything written besides, like, the three words you have there.
That may very well be cast aside.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to write the panels that three is silent. We'll just start somewhere.
That'll get you. Yeah, that'll get your motor running. Are we, like, sitting facing the same way?
Yeah, I think we're just up against the wall. Like, staring away from the wall.
Sitting right next to each other.
Yeah, I think we look like arranged dolls. You know, like we're just sitting there very awkwardly and we're kind of just sheepish.
I'm going to Google image search sheepish and see what happens.
Okay. People are taking this word very literally, I see.
It's just sheep.
It's like fucking 50% sheep on here.
Oh, and some kind of weird bordering on furry sorts of things happening.
Yeah, I wasn't going to talk about that if you weren't going to.
I never failed to bring up the furries if I, you know. Okay, I'm gonna stay far away from that. Kind of feel dirty having that in my search history. We just look kind of awkward, like.
Here's
awkwardly
a,
waiting.
This is a pretty good way to convey it. This is great for our listeners because they don't know what I'm talking about, nor ever will they.
Where'd you put it?
I'm.
Oh, I see. There's no picture here.
Yeah, I realized that. Please hold. It changed.
All right.
It changes. What the hell? God. Can't believe it changed. Why can't I get it? Not exactly like that. Like
that face. Like a kind of like weirdly baring your upper teeth.
I think our it's more than just like I feel like the corners of our mouth go back.
Yeah.
Our mouths don't even have to be open. Maybe it's just like a little bit. Just very slightly. We could have slightly different expressions too. We do two funny expressions.
I think maybe my body language in three is kind of like I'm a little bit more tense.
I think we're both very tense looking. Like,
yeah. Like I could be kind of like grabbing the knees of my pants with and like making shifts.
Yeah.
And like kind of like
pretty funny. Like, yeah, just don't go overboard with it.
Yeah.
You would probably feel bad.
What if we like censored their name? Like we put a black bar over the text.
Yeah, but
that breaks the fourth wall even more.
Yeah, it's really meta, and it's like who's censoring it?
And like if we're already censoring it, then we might as well just make fun of them anyway. So.
Yeah, it breaks it.
Yeah. Oh, good.
God, why is it so hard to set up?
It's really hard.
It's like we've created a logically impossible puzzle.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are we just like really stupid? I'm sure it'll seem really simple if we think of it.
I'm pretty stupid. And we definitely sound stupid to people listening because they already know. And they're like, fuck, just fucking fuck it. Just say it.
Why can't you think of what you thought of? Idiots. I'm trying!
I know, I thought that when I was listening to, like, the Pain Arcade podcast. It's like, why didn't you just get to the end already?
Yeah, you fucking guys. Sometimes, I don't know if you ever feel like this, but sometimes when you're trying to, like, remember a line to a movie or a TV show or something, like you're just trying to remember a line or a joke, when you piece it together and you, like, remember it, you feel like you wrote it. It's like, oh, like you feel like you accomplished, like you're that funny.
I've never felt like that.
Yeah. It's a fleeting, it's not strong. I wouldn't say it's like a strong emotion that I feel often. It's just, it's like I have a fleeting feeling of like, oh, wait, no, I am fucking, it just, yeah. I feel like, yeah. I don't know what my point was. I don't know why I live day to day.
No. That's a whole nother discussion.
Are the click clackers back?
Someone's cooking, I think. Cutting shit.
Cooking marbles?
Probably. Cutting up marbles.
I think I have a pretty good alt text.
What's that?
Maybe it's not good. But I was just like, guys, Jesus is already dead.
I think that's pretty good.
Is it?
Fuck it. Yeah, it's fine. Oh, I should say, I don't really like the title of the Zune comic that we just did very much.
Would that have been something that would be good to say before I posted it?
Could have been, but you weren't online. And I forgot that I could text you.
Fucking fuck. Do you have an alternative suggestion?
Something funny. Maybe you can make another pun on zines. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't want to do the same thing. Was this rub you the wrong way?
I just think it's kind of lame. Because it's like just it's just gay.
I mean, yeah, it's supposed to be.
It's not good gay, it's bad gay.
Okay. Otherwise known as bad.
You don't have to change it, but I'm just saying you could change it. Think you might change it.
Hold on. Gabby liked it, so you can suck it.
One person liked it, and a woman at that, and you're gonna just give up? All
Yeah.
right.
I didn't think of anything better before I thought of that. It's a consolation. Yeah, you are always welcome to think of a funnier thing.
Yeah, that's the problem is that I don't think of funny things.
Yeah.
Except for when I do. We might just have to say, like, that person or them instead of saying their name. Because, like, I don't know how else we can do
Yeah,
it.
but then how did I know who you were going to talk about?
We just fucking know. I don't know, dude.
Okay, I could just say, I think I know who you're talking about. I'm reasonably
Yes.
sure.
That's the ticket. Oh, I fucked up my headphone. Damn it. Never mind.
Of whom you speak.
Can't make fun of them.
Don't rush me.
Is helping you along.
Didn't know if you want to use the phrase shit talk somewhere.
No, that's cool. So we have to figure out how we start it.
Don't like this all anymore. I'm taking it out.
Okay.
It's just a podcast joke.
Didn't think it was bad, but
Well, I just think it like does, it does that thing where,
diminishes the punch.
well, I think it diminishes the whole comic, because it's like, oh, they were talking about Jesus the whole time, but like, I don't want it to be that.
Okay.
I want it to be left
Because
vague.
in our comic where I had the gun in the drawer, that kind of like the alt kind of changes the whole meaning of it, right?
That it, I guess that's there.
That was good, I thought.
Here, yeah, here it kind of like ruins it for me.
Because for that one, it was like you got one punchline, then you got another one, and it's like, oh, it's like alternate punchlines.
Because as funny as I think randomly mentioning Jesus is, for some reason this is like a very pure idea, and I don't want to taint it with like religion.
Yeah. That's
If you want to call it that.
interesting.
What, that noise?
No, just you don't want to taint something pure with religion, it's funny.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No, it's not good.
If you're listening to my podcast and you're offended by my views, then I'm sorry, but you can suck it and go away.
Feel free to practice your religion. That's my stance.
I didn't not say that. I just said if you're offended by my views.
Okay.
You're f and I also I phrased it in the form
I
of
mostly just think that Christianity is awful. That's just my take.
okay. So the main one.
The main, I guess it's not just Christianity.
Yeah.
It's a lot of organized
It's
religions.
all of them, isn't it? It's pretty much all of them.
It's just any religion that diminishes people's rights is what I
So
don't
all of
like.
them is what you were
That's
saying?
not it's not all of them.
Kind of
There are
all.
some religions that don't.
Listen, I don't want to hear about the religions that don't. I'm just being an asshole. All right? I think I've made
Maybe
that.
if we criticize religion enough, we'll get people to email us though.
Maybe. Hey, you like Your God? I think your God sucks. Email.
Superbrokenbrothers@gmail.com.
Oh, now we're actually getting emails.
Huh?
Check-ins.
Shotguns?
No. It's happening.
Oh, damn it.
Good lord.
These motherfuckers had the audacity to file not one, but two noise complaints against me last night to the RAs. What?
Seriously?
Yeah, because I was playing Heavenly Sword, and the first time, okay, maybe it was warranted, because I had it at, like, normal volume. But literally, before the second time, I had turned the game down so low that it was just barely enough that I could hear it. I had turned the bass all the way off, and I got another fucking complaint.
So maybe they were hearing something else.
No, they mentioned that it was coming from below, like, and it sounded like a video game.
Maybe it was fucking mind tricks.
I mean, the real problem is that this building is not soundproofed well at all. Like, the soundproofing, it just doesn't exist.
Did you tell them that you're constantly plagued by their fucking game of fucking jacks?
That's what I told the RAs. I'm like, listen, I have to deal with their noise problems as much as them. And, like, I told him, I'm like, look, I'm a person and I'm alive. And there's a certain amount of noise that a living person makes. And that's, I think I keep it, you know, at a decent threshold.
And there's a certain amount of video games that a growing boy plays.
Yeah, and sometimes it's after midnight. Fuck it.
So you can tell them to fucking take their marbles, put them right where the sun don't shine, and don't even come back.
Yuck. All right. Well, the RA wants to set up a meeting now between our apartments.
I'm sounds
yeah, it's wicked. Fucking awful.
Yeah.
Really not looking forward to that. He like came in. He came in today, and like
he came in. Ew.
Yeah, he like came in.
He like ejaculated
it? Yeah, yeah. Yuck.
That joke's even better the third time.
We've clearly been recording way too long because this is getting
yeah, really... obviously this was a terrible idea, okay?
Can you just do it?
No.
Can you fucking...
I don't.
Can you just fucking do it, man?
No, I don't. I need your approval.
It's flattering, I guess.
No.
No, it's not.
Not.
All you ever wanted was my approval.
I just want you to suffer with me.
Okay. That's different.
Hey, did you know about that guy I'm about to talk about?
Oh boy. I'm gonna shit. Blood.
Okay. Fine.
What?
Fine.
Fine what?
Your blood, if I care.
Oh, okay.
If I care. But I don't, so you can't.
So I can't.
Okay.
God.
How do you bring up somebody without... Like, who would ever bring up... This is so contrived. Who would ever start talking shit on somebody without establishing who it was first? It's impossible. I keep thinking, like, maybe if you say, like, oh, man, that... It was a cool party, but
did you see when that
guy who we both know, who I'm not referring to,
for that the keg got tipped over and the person who tipped it over was, and then he cut me off. Fuck, we can't scrap this whole idea because we can't come up with a not contrived setup.
I think you could just be like, oh, I think we both know who ruined that party, like something along those lines.
Like maybe we just got back. From the party?
Yeah, like, I think you're just, like, being, like, you're coyly saying, like, oh, I think we both know who is responsible for X, you know?
Yeah, and then maybe I start to say something about them.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't need to do that. Because my line isn't really, like, a line that I would cut you off with.
Mm.
But if you just say, like, that dinner party blew chunks...
Yeah, I like that. It's nice and gross.
I wonder if our family's gonna think this is about them though.
Oh well.
Should we pick another event?
No. We could just say that it was not about them.
Seems like it is though now.
It's not though. This conversation, though, seems a little bit contrived as well.
It is contrived. Because we're,
I guess,
by definition.
I guess if we're already being this meta, we can be kind of contrived.
I don't know.
I'm tired.
Well, this real... Fuck.
This is fucking exhausting, man.
Oh, I know it. Alright.
1 hour and 3 minutes.
That's... God damn it! Why do you insist?
This because podcast, you're torturing me, so I feel like I must return the favor.
It's 50 minutes long, okay? And by 50, I mean 110.
By 110, you mean 70.
When I said 100, that is 100 hundredths of an hour, okay? 100 hundredths of an hour and 10 minutes.
It took you 3 times to get that right.
No, it didn't. I said it right when I said 110, because I said 100 hundredths of an hour and 10 minutes. Okay? Got balled. Just got baller beated.
You just got treed.
I'm very uncomfortable, and I would like to leave.
Me too. Oh.
Okay, let's just nail this right in the pooper.
We'll play video games. Didn't we do it? I think we both know who we're talking about.
I think this is really contrived.
Oh, who cares? Man, this conversation is really contrived. What if we just say that?
I think we both know whose fault it is.
Fuck. Maybe if we, like, dress the comic up like it's a Shakespearean play, then it'll seem less contrived because it'll be like a play.
I don't know.
That's not a real idea.
I'm just saying I don't know about this. Like, why do we start to, like, what if they see what? Like,
I'm telling you right now, I'm not doing this fucking comic. All right?
No, I know that. I'm just wondering if there's any way we can make it, like, a little bit more smooth.
Of course there is, but we're not smart.
Okay.
We need to hire people to be better writers.
Can I just get, like, one professional writer?
Just order one.
Just, like, I tell him my shitty idea and he makes it good.
Get a Russian mail order writer.
I just want to, like, go out in the world with a notepad and just be like, huh. Oh, I'm observing something. And then I tell him, it's like, I made a funny observation. It was.
You know what would have been good? If you had studied literature instead of fucking math.
Yeah, you know what else would have been good? If what? I did anything that helped me in my life instead of wasting my education.
Yep.
But beggars can't be choosers.
It's true.
That does not apply, so I don't know why I said it was true.
Because it's true, it doesn't necessarily apply.
It's true. Not applicable. True.
Not applicable.
Not applicable. True, true, true. True-ba-do. Did you know that werewolves are also called lugaroos?
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you 2 things, actually. I don't give a fuck about werewolves or lugaroos. And 2 is, I do not have the capacity to make this not contrived right now. I'm not sure if I ever would, and I especially don't at this particular point in time. So, I just don't know.
Are you trying?
I can't. I have nothing left. I'm at the end of my wits. I'm telling you, I can't, like, writing 2 comics in 1 day takes a toll.
What if I say we can't shit talk on them?
That sounds gross. You just take the talk out of there. It's like, you know, it doesn't sound, it's not, I don't know. Do we want that?
Isn't that always true of the phrase shit talk? If you take out the word talk, then all you have is shit.
Yeah. But it sounds like we're saying we're shitting on them.
Yeah, you say that about anything where the phrase shit talk is used. Oh man, stop shit talking. That just turns into stop shitting. it's always true. I don't know why you're pointing out.
Yeah, true. Is that how it's said though? Or do we say... You can't shit talk them. Like, you shit talk
Well, I like this better, so that's what we're doing. I guess we'll just leave it. Like, what? How are we going to possibly make it less contrived that we're talking about the fact that we're in a comic strip?
Yeah.
We're referencing that, and the joke hinges on
it. It doesn't
that.
Really bother me that much.
Yeah. It's the joke hinges on it. I don't know how we can make it less awkward.
Yeah.
Maybe if I think of something, I will think of it. I make no promises. If it goes up in this condition, don't listen to this podcast and be like, hey, you said you'd make it better. Well, I said a lot of things. And I'll tell you what once more. Never look back. Go into the breach. Halo, reach.
Yeah.
Finish the fight.
Finish the fight.
Yeah. Man.
Is it over?
I just realized that I realized how fucking topical our Halo 4 joke was now. It is now topical.
Is it?
Yeah, because now Halo 4 is out. Coming. So now the fact that we did a joke the other time, now it's good.
Uh-huh.
It's like real.
Yep. Okay, I'm really gonna just hang up on you now.
Hey, wait, that's wait, what wait, I'm doing. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh my god, what?
If you are a human being, not you, Eli, I know that you're a sea monster.
Okay.
But if you're listening and you're listening with your human ears.
Cuban,
human ears, Cuban or no, I would like you to take fucking 1 minute, get on your fucking smartphone, compose an email to superbrofibrothers@gmail.com, and tell me that you made it through this fucking shitfest, and why you did it, because I'm curious, I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah, I'm actually really, I really want to know why you did that.
Would it be so hard of you?
This was this. I don't know why anybody would voluntarily put themselves through this.
Is it so hard of me to ask, and is it so hard of you to do that? Yeah. I would just ask you to write a simple email in your smartphone.
All right.
The email address is not hard to remember, so that's not an excuse, bitches.
I mean, if you know our fucking website, you know our fucking email.
If you know our whole deal,
if you know what Gmail is. You're not a fucking idiot.
You just hit. Just, you know, it could be plain and simple. Don't overthink it. I sat through this because I had an anvil on my penis and I was trapped. It's that simple. It's that simple, people.
Well, I'm not going to top that. So
neither am I. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Good fight. Good night.
And farewell.
Farewell. Lie, I bet you lie.